Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You just tuned into the Hour Show.
-10.
And it is the biggie. It's your boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal pause when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Slate, bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo.
This is Journey Brave, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? The Hour Show in the building. Yeah, yeah, what's going on? What's going on? The Hour Show, NDF Saturday, D Slate in the building. You already know how we do it. Another lovely show for you guys on this wonderful Saturday night, February 9th, 2013. Oh, yeah, we's in the building. NDF Saturday. We got interviews. We got music. You already know how we do it every Saturday. Every Saturday, the Hour Show, NDF Saturday, playing the hits, getting it in for the fit-ins. We are the Over Redenbacher Radio. We keep it popping all the time. All y'all got to do is bring the butter. Just make sure it's not Lando Lakes. It's not Parquet. Real butter. Deep Slate in the building. I got my peace. Meet you, D. Ray Cole in the building. Ray Cole, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good on this lovely Saturday night. How's the weekend been going for you so far?
The weekend's been going great. I got housewife duties, so that's
housewife
all
duty.
Oh yeah.
No wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's always good to, you know, to embrace the wifey side of yourself. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, I think that's cool too, because I think every man wants a good, you know, housewife. Partially.
Absolutely. Partially?
I'm just saying, you know, some men maybe.
Partially, you know, you kind of snuck that in.
Well, you know, some men may want to be the housewives themselves, so I mean,
Wait, you said some men want to be the housewives?
Well, some do. Some men clean better than some women.
You talking about San Francisco and Atlanta? No. We ain't talking about them states. We ain't talking about them.
No, I'm talking about down homeboys. They like to
all right.
Yeah.
I got my cousin boy, Mitri D. Mitri, what's good?
What's good, Sam? What's up, Mitri?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Nah, we good. We good over here. I feel you on the wifey duties.
It's like this.
So what? So you feel like what? You got an apron on or something right now, brother? You getting some cooking on? What's?
No, man, I did that earlier.
How can you relate, brother? Cuz,
don't even act like that. You know how we do. we like to keep the house clean too. You know we want it our way too.
Just in case the fellas roll through.
You know you don't want them seeing your dirty draw lying around either.
Oh, I forgot. That's right. You took a trip to Atlanta for a couple of months, didn't you?
That's how we get now.
Oh Lord.
Woo, Mitri D, my cousin of the building, Ray Cole, my girl, but we getting it in tonight playing the hits. Hey look, tonight we interviewing up and coming hip hop sensation Alizé is gonna be in the building with us from Deja 34 Records. Oh, yeah, we're getting in with him tonight, talking about his career, his music, and everything he's got coming up on the horizon, as well as my man Rashad Morgan, R&B sensation. We're going to be talking with him a little later in the show as well. So make sure y'all don't go nowhere. We got a wonderful show. And plus, understand, I said it was February 9th, right?
Mm-hmm.
February, Black History Month. Oh, you already know. Brothers and sisters, stand up, throw the fist in the air. You know what I'm saying? You pick your afros out. Make sure your braids is nice and tight. When I say your braids is nice and tight, I'm talking about like Mama used to do. I'm talking about so tight.
You say braid your eyebrows.
Yeah, you went to sleep with your eyes open. It was so tight. Jerry curls, no, you really ain't got to get them in because we don't, you know what I'm saying? We talking about natural. We ain't talking about
Jerry curls.
Activated and sprays, and we ain't talking about messing up your grandma's couch, even though she probably got plastic on it just because of you. But what I'm saying is Black History Month. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I got a problem with, we're going to be talking about different things and different aspects of Black History Month and what it means to all of us. But Black History Month, 28 days. 28 days, that's all we get, y'all. 28 days. Now, granted, D-Slate is in the process of trying to connect with our POTUS, you know what I'm saying, our President of the United States. I'm trying to connect with our brother in the office and let him know, President OB, look here. All we got is 28 days. We want 33. Damn 28. We want 33. That's going to be the new proposition. It's going to be called Damn 28. We want 33. So if you see that proposition, you already know what it means, brothers and sisters. You already know what it means. Damn 28. We want 33. And people say, well, these say it's 31 in a lot of months. I don't care. You gave us 28 to set us apart from other months. So look here, give us 33. You can set us apart again from other months. 28 days. Then the excuse was leap year. I don't give a damn about no leap year. I don't care about leap year, skip year, hop over a year. I don't care about none of that. 33 days is what we're looking for. 28 days. Come on now. Brothers and sisters, you better stand up. Stand up. Trying to give us 28 days like we supposed to be cool with that. Well, you guys have been dealing with it for years. Look here. I don't give a damn about that. We getting tired of it. 28 days. Man, please. And then next Monday is 30, and you got 31. No, man, we want 33 days. 33.
That's
you said a month and then some. That's right. We want it and then some. That's probably what we should call it. And then some. January and then some. March, April. Yeah. Hey, how about that? How about that? But we're going to discuss tonight about, you know, Black History Month, different little facts and things like that, and just what it means to us, and just some of the things that are going on right now. That we think is affecting a lot of African Americans just in our country right now, just the aspect, the outlook of what's going on and what we're doing, and how are we really bettering ourselves, you know what I'm saying, as a race, as a nation, you know, of people, how are we really bettering ourselves, you know, is it, you know, are we still segregated? I mean, so many different issues and so many different things going on right now regarding African Americans. But, we've made long strides, and we've made a lot of incredible things in history, you know, has happened with us. I mean, President Obama, for instance, you know, first Black president. So, you know, we've had a lot of great things that have happened and that's went down for African Americans. So definitely we're proud of that. But we don't want to just be proud of that. We want to be proud of other accomplishments and other things that we've done or look forward to doing. So, you know, it's just all about how much unity do we truly have amongst ourselves. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely going to discuss that tonight, and of course talk about other things and other different things that's going on in the media right now. You know, Chris Brown, Rihanna, Beyonce, Keisha Cole, Michelle Williams, and Destiny Child. So much craziness going on out there right now. But we'll talk about that. throughout the show. We'll definitely be talking about that. But right now, we got some hits. You know, we got to play the music. We know we got to play the hits tonight. All the indie up-and-coming artist hits. We're going to start it off with my man, Yeah, we started off with my man, Architect, featuring Rakim with Back to the Basics. We got a little some more coming up a little bit after that, too, right now. D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D-Slate, Meetri D, Ray Cole, we in the building. Black peoples. Yeah, we in the building. You heard what I said. African-American is in the building. We got the fist raised high right now. Raised high.
That's the power.
No more Jerry Curls. No more Jerry Curls. Back on
the power.
Let's go.
Fight the power.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Way back in time.
What up, Tech? Nah, rule.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
I live in a building.
Way back.
Let's
way
go.
Back
yo. Back. Yo.
Back. Back.
Okay, back to the basics. I run shit like ASICs. Hard like steel. Y'all do play sticks. Let's face it. Your whole style's wasted. The rap game nowadays is return to the base heads. And I'm like Chuck. I'm saying what the
come on.
I went black was to the east and brother Jay said yuck. Sean Cass Louis, rest in peace. My numb. I got five on it, homie. Now roll another one. I ain't no fool. I'm classic. Y'all ain't passing class. I'm the you ain't even passing gas. I know y'all dudes is all about the cheddar. But I rather burn Babylon B for vendetta. Just like the mail, I come in any weather. To kill all beef and turn y'all into leather. Fake rappers pleather like we don't know what the difference is. Y'all ain't got no beef and ain't got no sentences.
We take them back to the basics. Basics. To all the hip hop. Hip hop. We take them back to the basics. To all the MCing. We take them back to the basics. Basics. Hip hop. We take them back to the basics.
What we gonna do right here is go back.
Yo, I'm on that hardcore hip hop. Don't sleep like fat. At the buffet, I'ma eat. I came up from the slums, my attitude gritty. Kicking so much, my Tim smells. Hard to the KI Tech, I know you heard me. South to my real Long Island, New Jersey. I get respect cause I'm a lyrical expert that spread like a virus through social media networks. And man, got you funny rap critters. Only time you push a pound is on Facebook and Twitter. Hashtag, we gorillas in the mist. Getting your whip, yeah, sound like this. I'm cooking up the grits, you can smell the aroma. Only thing you gon' pop is the top on the Arizona. Yeah, on my sonar, you can see it in my eyes. I've arrived broadcasting straight from Channel Live. We take them back to the basics. To all the hip hop. Hip hop. We take them back to the basics. To all the MCing. We take them back to the basics. Basics. Hip hop. We take them back to the basics.
What we're gonna do right here is go back.
We be fly like that. High like that. Soar like an eagle. Black like a bat. Black like Sam Jack, but more like H-Rap. No, I'm not Diddy, but you can take that. When I spit the gift, special delivery. The had me up all night wrestling with my memory. Lost this energy, the pride and the sympathy. Inspires the maestro, orchestrates the symphony.
Yo, we from the era where they beat on the table. Act funny, do the same to your label. No fables. Architect, I escape from the matrix. Y'all don't get it cause you lacking the basics. Let's face it. Start to finish, no gimmicks, no games. Y'all dudes with you running around dressing like dames. And that's a shame.
What we gonna do right here is go back.
We take them back to the basics, basics. To all the hip hop, hip hop. We take them back to the basics. To all the MCing. We take them back to the basics, basics. Hip hop. We take them back to the basics, basics.
What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back.
I just say, baby, I can build you a house. Look here. I got a whole bunch of popsicle sticks. I don't know what to do with them. I can build you a house, baby. I can build you one.
Well, what I got from the woman's aspect, you know, you give a woman a house, she'll turn it into a home, for real, for real.
There it
like,
is.
I mean,
oh, yeah. Woo, Ray Kobe laying it down. She lays it down for the ladies. Build you a house and she'll make it a home. You hear that, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
All the fellas out there like, damn, did she just say it like that? Yeah, she said it like that. That's how it goes down. You build your lady a house, she makes it a home. You know what I'm saying? And you just come in and kick off your smelly shoes and throw your dirty clothes all over the place, and you just mess the whole damn house up. And now she's yelling at you because you don't know how to pick your clothes up when you come in the house, and you're leaving food out, and you leave a swallow of orange juice in the refrigerator, and that it all then just went to shambles. In the building, getting it in. Meet you, D. What's good, brother?
What's good? What's good? What's good?
You all right over
there? Yeah, man, it's good. I'm just chilling, sitting back, enjoying all this good old music that we be playing on the air.
All right now.
You know how we do.
I hope you ain't chilling like them cats on the East Coast. Man, because they chilling literally.
Damn, man. You see the snow coming
literally.
Down?
Literally chilling.
Yo, I'm glad.
But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and get in with you guys. You already know what time it is. It's time to introduce our first guest for the night. Absolutely. I got to tell you like this. The music is hot. From Trenton, New Jersey. He was tearing up. Tearing up. Tearing up the music scene in New York City, in Jersey.
Okay.
He took a little time off and went in and took care of his education. College educated.
Wow.
Brother from Bethune-Cookman. Woo! Black History Month. I said Bethune-Cookman. Y'all better understand where we're coming from. And he went out to Atlanta and tore up the underground music scene in Atlanta, and that's where he caught the attention of Deja 34 Records, the Atlanta-based indie label founded by future Hall of Fame basketball player Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
And now, with his debut album, Alize on Me, ladies and gentlemen, he's tearing up the scene, hot music. The brother is about to take the whole hip-hop scene by storm. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome. Indie Up Saturday, welcome to the one and only Mr. Alize.
Hey.
Yo. What up? What's going on, everybody?
What's good, man?
Everything.
All of the fans in the studio, man, is happy to hear you. Is just happy to have you here with us, fans. Are you happy to have Alize in the building with us?
In the building, Jersey rep.
Happy, baby. So what's good, Alize? What's going on with you, bro?
So everything is everything, man. We working day after day, trying to get to it, take it to the next level. That's all.
No doubt.
All right,
now, where are you currently at right now? You in Atlanta right now? You in Jersey?
I'm in Atlanta right now. I can't do Jersey.
Man, I know, brother.
They got snow over top of cars right now. I can't do it.
Oh, look, no.
Hey, look, I got a friend of mine, man, sent me a pic of some cats in Connecticut, and the cat opened up the door, and the whole door, it was full of snow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it get like that.
Wow.
No, tropical, honey, tropical.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, so you out there in Atlanta, man, doing your thing. What's the music scene out there in Atlanta right now, man? What it's looking like?
You know, you got your usual, everybody doing the same thing, kind of. You got some people that stand out with it and all. So you know, you got to play my role to stick out a little bit more.
That's
okay.
Right.
So, especially being a Jersey artist.
The whole down south rap, you know, hip hop scene is definitely a little different. So you know, of course, you know, when you come with that East Coast flavor, you know, sometimes it's hard for them to catch on to it real quick or really feel it real quick. You know, I mean, they're catching on and they're kind of gradually, you know, getting into it a little bit more. But I mean, I've always been an East Coast type of cat myself. But there's a lot of cats in the South and the West that I do respect. But I definitely understand that, absolutely. So now you're with Deja 34 Records, man, and you know you're getting down with them, man. You're getting ready to drop the new album, man. Tell us about the new project, man, and the inspiration that went into it.
Right, new project is gonna be crazy. Something that I never really touched as much as in. Actually making music. I was always into, you know, the club scene and just making people dance, all that. That was my thing, and, you know, the females most like. But now that the label came and talked to me, basically since I've been here for 3 years in Atlanta, they was basically like, we're going to touch back on this Jersey scene. Let's go ahead and take over that, because ain't too many people coming from there right now, like the old
That's
time.
Right.
So it's like, yo, let's bring that back and put it back on your back. And I'm like, okay. So it's now I'm touching that real stuff. I'm into the streets with it. I'm getting, you know what I mean? Just bringing back that good feeling music. Biggie and all them had, you know, Hov, everybody. We're going to do it like that. So I said, now I got to get in my bag with it. That's what we
have. No doubt, bro. Well, like I said, I'm definitely feeling it. I know my piece is feeling it. Hot music, bro. Like I said, we're going to be laying down your joint. Put it on for everybody tonight. And I know the fans definitely going to like it. I got my peeps in the building. Ray Cole, Ray, you got any questions for Alize?
Well, what advice would you give to any other up and coming artists? Like, it's like how they should stay focused and that type of stuff. Always
keep grinding. Keep grinding. If you want it that much, you can get it. There's nothing you can do. I've been doing this for a long time, since 9. I've been under J Records. I've been signed to Slip and Slide Records, all that before. And I never stopped. Even anybody tell me I can't do this, I can't do that, it's over for you. Now you're from Jersey. That's played out now. I just kept going. I made it work for me, so I'm going to keep doing it.
That's Okay, and that's what's up.
No doubt. I got Mitri D in the building. Mitri, you got any questions for Alizé?
So what is like being on, you know, dealing with the whole label with 34, you know, since Shaq is over it? I know he's like probably been a big influence on some of your projects. So how is it?
Well, having Shaq over it?
Yeah.
It's easier, you know, it helps. It's easier on your grind networking-wise because you can throw that name out. That's a household name for everybody. Everybody knows Shaq.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if they don't know who you are making music, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm Shaquille O'Neal's artist. Oh, okay, now we focus. Now we talking. Because, you know, people don't really, they're not used to seeing. If you ain't on TV, ain't nobody want to talk to you.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So I got another
question. Talking about that money, then it's another thing.
I got another question, Alizé. Do you drink a lot of Alizé?
You said, do I drink a lot of Alizé?
Do you? Is that why you got it? Is that why you
it's doing a, it's long, it's
does,
a long story
does
for
Alizé,
that.
Does Alizé drink Alizé?
Nah, maybe for a picture or so, but it's a long story for that. I used to kick it with the OG dudes back in the day, you know, when they playing cards when I was a young boy. And I used to just run around and, you know, grab a cup off the table. And the first one I drunk was a cup of Alizé. So they go, hey, little Alizé. Every time anybody see me, little Alizé, da-da-da.
And you're
trying
to
stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's what's up.
No, that's real, man. I could definitely feel that. I could definitely understand that. I had a few name changes. You know, back in the day when I was doing, they used to call me Slits Malt Liquor back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I used to go by Boone Farm. You know what I'm saying? They call me anything. You know, so I feel it, though. I feel that.
They call the mad dog.
I'm mad dog. Love it.
But,
hey, don't forget Boone Farm. That's what you definitely used to be.
Boone Farm. Oh, not Boone Farm. That's like too late.
Exactly. But you know, let me ask you this, Alizé. You know, bro, a lot of artists have different points in their career, man, that stands out. You know, different points in their career that they'll never forget. You know, what is there a point in your career, man, coming up in music, all the things that you've been a part of, there's a point in your career that just defined it for you, man, a point that you would just never forget.
Howard, I performed at Howard Homecoming, and I remember Biggie first coming out, and he did his thing on the same stage at Howard Homecoming, and I did that.
Okay.
And I remember that.
All right.
I remember my Twitter going up like 7,000 just from going like 30,000 people out there, and I had like, we networked so hard, 7,000. I think I had probably about like 600 followers, then it just went up crazy after that. Wow, we went hard, and I was like, okay, it's time. We here now, let's get it.
It's time to get it, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Now, really important, man, you know, it's Black History Month, man. You know, we definitely recognizing this month with all the achievements of African Americans in history. And I find something that's really incredible. I think I definitely tip my hat off to you, man, for doing this because you rarely see a lot of young brothers with that type of mindset, especially in music these days. But you know, you were pursuing your music career and then you put it on hold for a little bit so you can pursue your education at Bethune-Cookman, of course, all Black college, but Bethune-Cookman, man, and you pursued your education, man. I mean, tell us about that, man, and what influenced you to say, okay, let me just, you know, put this on hold for a second and let me finish up my education.
Well, basically it's my mother's dream. More than anything in the world, she was the first person that took me to all the studios and this and all that to get me out there. But I know she always used to tell me in the back of my mind, I always have this other plan, son. Make sure you do this and that. And I know she wanted me to do it so bad. So once I got that done, I wanted to show her I can handle that. But look, have my back on this. I did that for you. Have my back on this right now. Anything I need, I got you. My father passed. at the same time. And I know that's where he went for me. I always used to talk to him about school, and he was always about that. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and knock that out for him. I'm going to hold it down both ways. I'm going to take it to the top with the music. I'm going to take it to the top with school. I'm going to do that.
Now, well, let me add, now did influencing, now then in pursuing your education, man, did that also help build your music career and you as an artist?
Yeah, I went in for mass communications, radio, broadcasting, so I was in there networking.
While I'm in school.
Yeah, behind the scenes, I was into everything. I met DJ Nels, which is a We the Best Music Group DJ. You know, I've been around DJ Khaled and all of them while I'm still in school.
Okay.
So I was doing a lot of networking at the same time, so it worked out for the best.
That's real. That's real. All right, bro. Well, right now we're gonna kick off your joint right now, man. I definitely got another question for you when we come back, but we're gonna kick off your joint right now for everybody, bro. Go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Hey, this is my new single right here called "Put It On." You know how it feels when you got your new money in your pocket. You just got off, it's that Friday. You got your new fit sitting on the bed with your shoes, your chain, your shirt, your heels, anything you got going on. You know that feeling when you're about to step out, you're about to put it on and step out and put on for the city. Put it on, let's go.
Okay.
There it is. Alizé, Put It On, right here on Indy Up Saturday. Let's go.
I feel like standing on the couch tonight, but I know how to act. I put it on and putting on and watch how these females react. You see my team on the 100, tell me what's cooler than that. Cooler back, that's the model, I'm Alizé, my forget about it. Hold up, let me get them, this is the beginning. So this is really what life's like when you're winning. I could walk up in my closet, turn around and I go missing. I was gonna go with them Prados, but them Red Bottoms are killer. What time I'm about to take off?
Thinking about
10:30-ish,
we
out on ATL,
Tonight I'm on my Jersey-ish.
Jersey-ish, 24, I'm ballin' like I'm 36. The flag was the crown, they'll probably give me 30 years. Work hard, play hard, and now I'm taking a break off. Undefeated season, but now we in playoff. Overdo it every time, I knew that it'd pay off. Ready, set, go, the rolling clock stands.
I just got
up
out of the shower, need about an hour. Just put on my clothes, but spray on my cologne. Put your man on, put it on.
Yeah, I'm about to put it on.
I'm about to put it on.
I'm about to put it on.
Yeah, look at my watch. Look at my car, look at my swag, I'm about to put it on.
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 Cause tonight we putting on.
For the city, we about to go dummy. We don't know the dress code, all we know is fresh money. Pulling up in some plane, making me an AC money. He ain't standing in the line, we be jumping like we bungee. Got them billionaire bottles,
and we ain't even billionaires.
Fits full of models,
and we ain't even bring them here.
Used to play the club, but where I'm at, they won't see me again. Do a double take, just so they see me again. Yeah, get a Kodak, I paint a perfect picture on the scene. I be clean just to get a good visual. Go against my team, I'll make your lifestyle miserable. We ballin' on these dudes and we ain't even taking dribble. We throwin' money everywhere, this kid's just a drizzle. Can see him on my way, so ain't no telling where I'm finna go. I'm finna blow, fresh up on my bag, now I'm feeling so. Run it back so I can
just got him out of the shower, need about an hour. Just put on my clothes, but the spray on my cologne. Put your night on, put it on.
Yeah, I'm about to put it on.
I'm about to put it on.
I'm about to put it on.
Yeah, look at my watch, look at my tag, look at my car, look at my swag. I'm about to put it on.
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 Cause tonight we putting on.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Put It On by the one and only Alizé, my man. Kicking it right now in the studio with us. You already know how it is. Alizé, what's good, bro? What's good?
Yo, yo. Yeah.
There it is. Meet you, D. Ray Cole, what y'all think?
Yo, I'm about to put it on, man.
I'm about to put it on. That's going to be my new plan when I get up in the morning. Getting ready.
I need y'all to rock that when y'all getting dressed and all that. When y'all
that's
good
what I'm
day.
Saying.
Put that
no
on
doubt.
Pregame to that.
Now, but check it though, Alizé. Now, when I'm with my lady and we getting romantic, then I can't be playing that, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to make some call take it off. Now,
you can leave it or put it on. About to put it on.
Hey, that's my speed right there, man. I got a whole bunch for that.
That's real, baby. That's real. Okay, let me ask you this, bro, and I definitely like to ask this, not only of our indie artists, man, but even some of the celebrity artists that we have on the show. Real important, you know, I ask this a lot to a lot of especially a lot of the hip hop artists, but I know you talk to a lot of old hip hop heads, you know what I'm saying, and especially being in New Jersey, so you already know how it goes down on the East Coast with hip hop. You know, the real question right now is that, you know, there's a lot of cats who's saying, you know, they don't like listening to the new hip hop music and the new hip hop that they play on the radio and some of the new artists, they're not feeling them. And, you know, even some people are questioning, you know, whether or not we're even listening to real hip hop these days. And a lot of fans are even tossing out the question of whether or not hip hop is dead. You know, as a new artist coming into this genre, man, you know, how do you help change, you know, how do you help change the minds of a lot of these doubters who's not feeling some of the new hip-hop artists or even thinking that hip-hop, real hip-hop could possibly be dead?
I can understand what they're saying because anybody could put something out and, you know, get on, make things shake or whatever. But I feel as though, with my music, I come in thinking, trying to get people to feel as though they can have fun again. I mean, you don't see nobody dancing in the club like they used to. Dude on
nope.
The female, that and this and all that. You don't really see that. You see them doing the cheap keep there, everybody bouncing off each other, doing this and that. People getting killed in schools at the same time for the same reason, because they think that's cool. So, I don't even know how to come about it. The whole thing. I just know what I'm into.
Right.
Well, how I want to change the game. And that's just bringing back that good feeling music. I know I wouldn't say hip hop is dead because it's mad hot artists out. I ain't going to say it's just the Chief Keef and the Soulja Boys. I'm going to say it's definitely a lot of good artists out here. It's just they got to, you know, keep bringing that meaning to the point where, like I said, it don't even matter to me. How they coming. I'm ready to take over to the point where it doesn't even matter how they coming.
That's real. You know what? I have a question I was thinking about earlier, and I'm going to start it off tonight. This is going to be my debut of this question that I'm going to start asking. And I'm going to start with you, bro. If we already know the caliber of hip-hop artists that Biggie and Tupac was. You know what I'm saying? We already know what type of artist and what type of fan base they had. If thinking about some of the artists that are big right now, you know, if nothing had never happened to Biggie or Tupac, what do you think the hip hop scene would be like now?
I think everybody would be trying to do what Biggie's doing personally, what he was doing. Because, you know, everybody follows off of somebody. Somebody's trying to be like this, somebody's trying to be like that. Biggie was talking about stuff before our time that's going on now. So he was always going to be relevant. He was going to be way before our time. I feel as though that, yeah.
Right.
Everybody be trying to ride Biggie's way.
That's real. That's real, bro. And I agree. I think the scene would be a whole lot different.
I'm
even throw out there and say as well, bro, that some of the cats that's on top right now, I really don't think would be on top if they were still around. That's just me.
It would be a lot different because you're still trying to compete with Biggie. That's how I'm
exactly.
He'd be talking so much stuff that you got no choice but to listen.
And with me saying that, that should really pose a question to a lot of cats, like, wow, really? You know what I'm saying? You know, because these cats were just, you know, in the middle, you know what I'm saying, when Biggie and Tupac was doing their thing, and when these cats passed away, okay, now they on top now. So,
right.
You know, I mean, that really poses a lot of other questions.
They left a wide open lane for people to just come
exactly.
in and do whatever they want.
Exactly.
That's exactly what's going on. Anybody can come out and drop all gold, everything, anything.
You know, the question is, was it accidentally left open or was it purposely left open? But hey, you know,
right.
Conspiracy.
True.
That's just me. That's just my boy. But Ray, you have any closing comments or questions for my man Alize?
Pretty much just to keep doing you. I mean, your music sounds good. I was over here bouncing, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, you know, like I'm about to get up and start dancing in a minute. You know, just keep doing you and set the bar. You know, that's all you can do. Set the bar for the people coming behind you.
No doubt. Mitri, you got any questions or closing comments for me, man?
Just keep bringing the music, man. They're going to love you regardless, whatever you do, man. Just keep coming and keeping it real, you know. Let that jersey come out and just show them what time it is. Let them know hip-hop is still alive.
Heard that.
That's real. Alize, bro, you got any shout-outs, man, you want to throw out there?
Hey, man, just check out my website, www.alizeonme.com. Find me, check out my music there, pictures, everything, videos. That's on me right there. Shout out to the whole camp, Josh McNeil, Jordan Antonia, Valerie Walker, the whole Deja camp.
Okay.
That's real, no doubt, bro. And definitely big shout out to Pashan and Deja 34 Records, man. I wanna throw a big shout out to them. For definitely putting me on with you guys, man, and definitely can't wait to talk to and interview some of your other label mates, man, and definitely get it in with them. You guys got some incredible artists over there. That's pretty much what drew me to you guys, man, because when I heard y'all song Connecticut, when I heard that, man. I was like, wow, these cats is extremely talented, and that's kind of what drew me to y'all. So definitely, we're going to definitely keep getting in with you guys, and Deja 34 artists is definitely going to stay in rotation on the DL Radio Network, man. As far as we're concerned, man, you're no longer a guest, man. You're a family member of this network now. You're welcome here anytime. We're gonna keep on supporting you, man, and everything that you're doing.
I appreciate that much, fam. Definitely.
No doubt, bro. And when the new music keep dropping, man, y'all keep shooting it our way, man, so we can get it.
Will do.
That's
definitely.
Real, bro. Hey, you have a blessed night, man, and stay on top, bro. Stay on top. Keep putting it on in the morning and taking it off at night.
Straight up, okay. Man.
All right, bro. All right, have a blessed night. Right,
I think I'm having me a cup of Alizé.
Amen.
No doubt. Getting it in right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's my man Alize getting it in with us right here on NDF Saturday. It's time for us to take a quick music break. When we come back, we got some more we're going to be discussing and talking about. A couple of crazy things going on right now. But speaking of Jordan Antonia, we about to play her joint. We call it Where Them Boys right here on NDF Saturday. Let's go.
All right.
You could probably catch me south side of Texas where it's reckless and I'm arrogant. If I'm gone too long, all of the girlies ask me where I've been. Hustling on the late night, you should call me Letterman. I'm just trying to get more, like I skipped the letter N. In the fair clique and we riding out every chance we get. So if you wanna find me, here's the best way to handle it. Remember that we some pros, we ain't dealing with no amateurs. Big Turks look like ambulance, kill the thing that a bandage up.
New York swag with the low cut. Always hit the club in them big bucks. So rock and lime in your cup. Hey, hey, where them boys at? The suicide dolls on the Lamborghini. Make the whip disappear like Houdini. We step out, all the girls screaming. Hey, hey, where them boys at? ATL fitted with a fresh pair of ones on. Clean cup with it, plus you got your grown man on. You can have a backpack or a skateboard. Let me see you both sides on my pretty boy. Ball-headed fella with a 12 o'clock shadow. I say you back, got me looking like hello. You can have a six-pack or a big
pretty boy. Bald headed fella with a 12 o'clock shadow. Locks on your back got me looking like hello. You can never six pack or a big boy. Calling all my freak freaks and my bad boy.
Here and I know you've been watching no binoculars. All my partners are popping bottles, feeling kind of popular. Everybody know me because every club I'm popping up. And now your shorty switching teams because she see you ain't popping up. Atlanta raised, all I do is ball. No Atlanta Braves, Paul's feeling like a star. This is my conceited stage. You see the hairline, I wear the hat so you can't see the face. The whole world watching me. I ain't even need a stage. Wait, you know Twizzy looking for a shorty too. Kinda smooth, got the newest Louis right down to the boots. Got on the dress, blessing, got some sacks older than I Love Lucy. I'm not cuffing, I'm breaking these bars like I'm freeing Boosie. Got my cufflinks strapped to the lower arm of my button up. On my P90X for the girls who said I ain't buff enough. A girl for every day, change my hustle like the forecast. If she don't know what nothing is, she do know where your boy at. Twizzy.
I want want to, yes I do. Yeah, I know I hate you too, but forever and always it's us two.
What's up, cool world? My name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next artist on the rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Review, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, The Hour Show. Indie Up Saturday. Mitri B, D Slate, Ray Cole, we in the building right now, getting it in, playing the hits. That was my girl Ashley Banks. Well, You're Not Easy to Love. No, no, not the one from Fresh Prince, but the indie artist, of course, Miss Ashley Banks with You're Not Easy to Love. And before that was Jordan Antonio with Where Them Boys At. Getting it in like that, ladies and gentlemen. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are a singer, R&B artist, gospel artist, and you like to have your music played on the show, if you're a poet, you want to recite some of your poetry on our network, all you got to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords The Hour Show as well. Now, if you have a business, if you have a website that you would like to advertise on our network, we are pushing that really hard for the new year. If you would like to do some advertisement with us, we have an incredible deal right now for any business owners or anyone with websites that they would like to promote their business or their website. All you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com, and we will definitely get the details to you. We have a lot of people that listen to the shows weekly, fans of our indie artists as well as our celebrities, or in even our celebrities themselves who listen to our shows all the time. So definitely if you want your business put out there, you want your business advertised, definitely hit us up, thehourshow@gmail.com. Now, I told y'all, we got the fists raised up in the air. We pumping them hard, you know what I'm saying, Black History Month. And right now I would like to put out a nice little tidbit of African-American in Black history who we know and we may not know, and those are the different individuals that we will be talking about throughout the month of February. But tonight I would like to bring up Mr. Chuck Berry, American rock music guitarist, singer, and songwriter. San Jose, California. He was brought up in St. Louis, Missouri, where he still lives. Berry is widely regarded as one of the leading pioneers of rock music, having blended the blues with country music and added a rhythm and blues beat. He is thought by many to be the inventor of rock music form. His distinctive playing of the electric guitar and his witty lyrics were a major inspiration for the English pop renaissance for a wide variety of other rock musicians. A dynamic performer, he became known for his signature crouching and gliding called the duck walk. Berry produced a string of hits in the late 1950s, including Maybelline, Rock and Roll Music, roll over Beethoven and Johnny B. Goode. In 1962, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison on the charge of transporting a minor across state lines for immoral purposes. His creative output subsequently dwindled, and he cut his last record in 1981, but he continued to be an active and popular performer for the 21st century. Berry was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. That is Mr. Chuck Berry, African-American innovator in rock music and black history.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
And for those, you know, we remember the whole scene on Back to the Future when Michael J. Fox was doing his little thing and he called up, you know, when the brother called up Chuck Berry's cousin and told him, you know, it all went down like that. If you ever got a chance to see Back to the Future, I know a lot of the 80s heads and 90s heads remember that. But Chuck Berry was definitely an innovator, rock music, and he was definitely inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the greats. So definitely make sure you guys remember that. And always you can always look on and online for all your Black History Month tidbits and information, and just keeping up with, you know, with history and keeping up with a lot of the innovators. So there's a lot of things about a lot of individuals that we may not have known, or just tidbits of information, you know, that we probably didn't hear of when we learned about it. But you mean, because think about it. I mean, when we learned about Black History Month in school, we was only taught about, you know, my man Carver. With the peanuts and peanut butter. Okay. I mean, damn. I mean, really? We knew that there was more individuals that did a whole lot more different things, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, African Americans that don't like peanuts and peanut butter. What makes you think we want to know about him all the damn time? You know, I mean, really.
Don't,
you know,
be hating on a Jiffy.
You know that, you know. So, I mean, some brothers just like jelly on their bread. You know, I want peanut butter on mine. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord, not jelly bread.
Well, I'm just saying, though, maybe, you know, it's good to get more information about more individuals. Just
right.
To be, you know, just get a variety of people. Don't just subsequent yourself to only one name and one person. But it's great to get more information. Real quick, I want to throw some info out there. See what my peeps think about it. Right now, that's what's after the Super Bowl, and after the halftime performance with Beyonce and her bringing out the lovely ladies of Destiny's Child, and they were doing their thing, and I think that sparked the whole the rumor that Destiny's Child could be possibly doing another album. But because I know they have a new single, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's called Nuclear. But everybody, and I've even heard this on other radio stations, but everybody was kind of down on Michelle Williams' performance and the fact that, you know, when she started singing, you know, you could barely hear it, and people were talking about that. Mic turned down, and then people were talking about her dancing wasn't that good. You know, so then there was a controversy. There was a whole thing between Michelle Williams and Keisha Cole. Apparently, Keisha Cole allegedly had made a comment on Twitter about Michelle's performance and talked about how bad it was. And then Michelle got on, and I guess it all sparked. I guess Keisha said that apparently Michelle had made a comment about her performance at the Soul Train Music Awards. So that's why she made the comment that she made about Michelle, which I think two wrongs don't make a right.
Right, going tit for tat.
I figured she would know that, you know, be the better person. But Michelle, you know, allegedly had, you know, tried to explain to Keisha on Twitter that it was a fake account. It was not her account. She was not the one that made the comment. You know, so I don't know where it's going from there, but that was the whole gist of it. I don't know, Ray, what you think?
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or funny, but Michelle, it was a fill-in, okay? I mean, like when the other two girls got kicked out the group, they just hurried up and put, you know, somebody in their place. So, I mean, it's great that she lasted as long as she did, you know what I'm saying? And kudos to her because you know, she performed in front of how many people? You know, like everybody was watching her. But I think the whole her and Keisha Cole going back and forth thing, it's kind of petty. It's tit for tat. It's like y'all two grown women, like, it's not that serious. Like, if she thinks your performance sucks, well, that's her opinion. You know, keep it moving. Like, don't, why are you explaining yourself? Just let it ride.
That's real.
Me too. What you think, bro? Like Ray said, you know, just let it ride. It's so true because, you know, everybody ain't going to like every performance in the world. You know, we can sit back in the day and think about a lot of people who performances suck. But, hey, they doing what they doing, and, you know, just keep going. That's what might be better than that one. Because, you know, you're going to forget about the bad one. And next time they turn around and they just off the chain, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, you remember that time? You ain't going to never bring up the one that she sucked on because you're going to always talk about what they would know the good thing.
Right.
So, you
know, just strive to do a better performance.
Right.
I mean,
and just like she said, that's what thing I hate about the internet, because people could make all these fake little sites up, you know, these little fake profiles, and got the world thinking you talking to the person when you could be talking to me, and I could just be talking crap on it just for the fun of it because it's me. I could say I'm Common. I could say I'm Billy D. I can say I'm Michael Jordan. You know, I'm on Twitter having a good time.
You say social networks getting people in trouble.
Yeah, it is. You know. I know y'all seen a little video about the little girl, the nice. Have you seen that one with the little fine lady that was on Twitter and all that stuff, and she was talking to people? The next thing you know, they found her dead because somebody tracked her down.
Oh wow! That's...
You haven't seen that video yet.
No, I haven't seen it. I don't think I want to see it.
I'm gonna put that on your page. Let you check it out. It's crazy. No, they showing
what,
her
what
pictures.
What was the situation again?
Okay, female. She's you know how we do on Facebook and everything. So you go back and forth. You're putting your pictures up there. So now people are interested in you. They talking to you. But you know it's Facebook.
Right.
But some people take it serious.
Facebook too.
You know, people take it serious. So what happened was, you know, the person that she was talking to, you know, she started trying to know, she realized, you know, she knows it's Facebook, so she started telling them, yo, you're getting too serious. And next thing you know, dude tracked her down and killed her.
Wow.
Wow.
And it's crazy out here, you know.
Well, people don't realize that crazy folks Facebook, too, so a lot of times we should limit what we put on there. You get what I'm saying? Or only really let your true friends see your, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you just got to have an audience, make you a little fake Facebook or something, but, like, your real business and stuff, you need to kind of keep that to a minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Not saying that he was right or anything. But it's true, though. You got to realize, you know, me and my wife, we argue about this all the time, but it's just for fun. You know, of course people hook up, you know. Hey, lucky for them, you know what I mean? But everybody ain't on there trying to hook up. Everybody's on there like, you know, that's another part of them that they know they can't do at home. You know, if they're married, you can't talk crazy to your wife all the time talking about how bad you want to do this and do that. And you can't send her a picture and show your slaw. She sees it every day. Or the same, vice versa. So it's like, okay, this is my outlet. This is what I do. This is fun. Ha, ha, ha. But some people take it serious, you know. This is that whole other way the predators can get to you. And you give them so much opportunity and stuff to find out so much about you where they can actually track you down.
Well, you know? I agree. I got to say that, first of all, I agree that the first mistake is people are putting too much of their information on Facebook, you know, or Twitter, whatever the case may be. You know, I mean, people are, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I'm eating this, you know, this breakfast in the morning.
Oh, man,
combing my hair and doing it. I mean, all that stuff, you know, there's a lot of information, you know, people don't need to know. I mean, before Facebook and Twitter came along, we didn't know what you was eating. We didn't know what you were doing and where you were going and different things like that. So just because they're a part of society now don't mean that we need to know what you're doing. I think that Facebook, Twitter and different other websites like that is really key for networking and advertising your business and whatever the case may be, and I think that people should just leave it at that. Yeah, of course, if you have friends on there and you want to say hello to your friends and happy birthday and different things like that, and, you know, small talk and small chat, that's fun.
Right.
But personal business, I think people really truly need to stop putting their business on. And I get it, man. I get it. There's some individuals out there who don't have a lot of friends and who's not in no relationship. So there, a lot of them are lonely. So this is kind of like a huge outlet for them to communicate with people. And I understand that, man. But what you do is you potentially put yourself in danger by putting a lot of your information on there like that. And unfortunately, you know, if you want more friends, if you want a relationship, you're gonna have to do it the old fashioned way.
Right. Or just put generic stuff on there. You know, I mean, like, I don't see anything wrong with you saying, oh, if you're eating, I'm eating toast and jelly for breakfast. I mean, granted, nobody really cares, you know what I'm saying? But, like, don't, like, I've seen people, like, put, like, baby daddy, baby mama on blast, and it's like, no, not on Facebook. Like, how old are we? You know, like, if you are grown, it's time out for that.
Hey,
but, you know, what if a person, you know, let's say I'm an individual. What if you posted a picture of toast with jelly on it, and I got put in the hospital because of toast and jelly? So that made me mad, and I decided I want to come after you because you put toast and jelly on
that
it.
That means,
I mean,
you need to turn yourself into the mall, because apparently you ain't mentally stable and you shouldn't have no Facebook.
Well, she did put no toast and jelly on Facebook.
Let somebody over toast and jelly. Lord, no. Watch out. Hide your kids.
Hey, I'm just saying, though, people stay crazy out there like that. But, you know, I want to say
that's
this. Before I kick off this music real quick, I just want to say that I really do think that I don't think people are getting it, and it's gonna start getting. Understand something, and this also goes to a lot of the criminals out there right now. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, to the criminals, y'all. I'm telling you, if stuff keep getting bad like this, and these situations keep happening, it's gonna get to a point where they're gonna be contemplating whether or not they want to have martial law going on in the United States, okay?
Oh, wow.
And when I'm talking about martial law, I'm talking about the military is the police. I'm talking about curfews, and if you outpass your curfew, it's a wrap for you. You know, plain and simple, because it's getting too bad, man, to the point where, you know, little kids are being killed and just senseless crimes are going on, man, and people are getting fed up with it. People are getting tired of it.
That's why every state now is working on a concealed law, you know, a concealed law permit. So think about it. If everybody in each state has a gun, knowing that there's a chance this person got a gun on them legally to carry this gun out, it's going to be all hell breaking loose, because there's going to be more people getting killed just because now I got, you know, you ran up on me. I am so scared. And knowing half the time people ain't even scared, but it's just a reason now that I can pop off now. It's no problem. I'm going to bring it to you now legally.
That's what's
going to happen, and this world is going to catch hell. You know, like we were talking about with the faith, how people tracking people down. Don't think, you know, trust me, the government is monitoring everything they have that's on Facebook.
Oh,
They even got stuff set up just trying to catch people. And you get
people on there talking about they selling D and all this, that, and the third. It's like, are y'all serious? Like,
y'all serious? Trying to catch these perverts going after these little kids. You know, faking their little page, saying they such and such. You know, like the one man faking, you know, had a little page up there talking about he was Justin Bieber.
And that's the sadness of it, man. Cats putting that, criminals getting on there putting information. I just sold this bag of weed. Now I'm smoking this blunt after I just shot this dude. Man, I'm telling you right now. And then the police knock on his door. Yeah, you're under arrest. Oh, no. That was a new rap song I was writing, and I was just putting it on Facebook. so people could see, yeah, I got a new rap song for you. It's called 10 Years Your Ass Is Locked Up.
You have the right to remain silent.
You have the right to remain silent. That's the remix.
Or whatever they be saying.
Right, and now you're getting hauled off because you're an idiot. I just want to say to all the dummies out there who just, you know, I'm about to bring back something I used to do on the show all the time for dummies out there. But for all the dummies and idiots out there who do dumb stuff like that, put dumb information like that on networking sites, and just dumb, period. You get a on the black hand side and C slap. let me give y'all dummies another one. There you go. That's a D slap for all y'all right there. But
you get your grandma
right
for me, honey.
That's a grandma slap, exactly. You know grandmas, they slap you real hard. Right here on Indie Up Saturday, it's your boy D Slade, Meet Your D, Great Cole. We in the building right now. We got some more hits for you guys before we get in. Hopefully we can get in with my man Rashad Morgan in a little bit. Right now it's my man B Street with Be Mine right here on Indie Up Saturday. Let's go.
Let's go.
What's up, girl? I've been seeing you a long time. I mean, damn, I've been wanting you for a long time. I really do. I just want you to be mine.
I know that I want you in my life. Can't get you out my mind. No matter how I try.
Yeah.
Holding back these feelings deep inside. I can't deny that I want you to be mine. I need you to be mine.
Without you, girl, I'm going crazy. I see you the one that a nigga need up in his life. And if I can't have you, then something just ain't right. No, no. Oh, girl, I just can't see it. My life, it ain't completed. Without you, I'm defeated. So open up your heart. I just wanna be a part of your life. Your life.
Want you to see if there's no you, then there's no me. I'm crazy about
so
you,
crazy.
Can't live without you.
Yeah.
And if I get the chance, how will I?
For nothing more, you are
so special.
I thank God he made you. Lord knows that he blessed you. But your eyes, your lips, your thighs, they perfect. And even if it takes a lifetime, you are worth it.
Baby, I just want you to see. There's no you, there's no me. I'm crazy about you. I can't without you, and if I ever get the chance, I will always say, I know that I want you in my life, can't get you out my mind, no matter how I try, holding back these feelings deep inside, I can't deny.
Be my baby.
try to isolate my mind, to focus on what's in front of me. But my body gets inside when it remembers what you did before me.
Attention all shoonistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour Show, India Saturday, playing the hits. D-Slay, Meetra, D-Ray, Cole, we in the building right now getting it in. You just got through listening to my girl Andy with the heat. Before that was B Street with B Mine playing the hits. You already know that over Red Baca Radio, popping it. We popping popcorn, baby. You got butter? You got cheese? You got caramel? I know y'all ain't got no caramel like Garrett's popcorn.
Oh, yes, honey.
Woo!
Yes.
Don't get me started on Garrett's cheese.
Mixed with that
cheddar? And caramel?
Lord, have mercy, yes.
Y'all don't understand.
CD, you wrong, man. You wrong.
Wrong, brother.
I didn't get a chance to get no carrots before I left, man.
You can order them and get it sent to your house.
It's all good, brother. Get it shipped to the crib. Just get it shipped to the crib. I got some info I want to talk about real quick before we go into we play some more music. Chris Brown, you know, was in the news again. Of course, and everybody knew he was in the news again. It was situation between him and Frank Ocean, but you know, him getting into a, you know, a little brawl with Frank Ocean,
right?
And then also there was some media about Rihanna being at Chris Brown's hearing as they were talking to him about his community service and different things like that, and she was there by his side supporting him, which made it kind of weird for the prosecutors and judging everybody because he was there because of her. You know, he was in that situation, you know, with court and everything because of, you know, what transpired between the two and, you know, and whatever the case may be. But just all the, you know, I that right there, and people are, you know, talking about all the negative press with Chris Brown, and people are just a little upset with Rihanna because she's back with him, and you know, and that whole situation, and then him, you know, also in another, you know, getting into another, you know, fight again, and just, you know, this whole negative press thing with him, and you know, I heard another radio DJ who made a comment stating that, you know, he really likes Chris Brown, and which I do myself personally. I think Chris Brown is an incredible entertainer. I think the young brother is very talented, great singer. But you know, he said this radio disc jockey said that it makes it real hard for him to consistently like Chris Brown when he keeps getting in trouble like this. I just, you know, just all that, the negative press of him and Rihanna being back together, things like that. I mean, how do you guys feel about that? You know, the whole situation, you know, with that and him and her being back together, and just all the negative press that he's getting. Meetra, what do you think about that, bro? Meetra?
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, you love who you love. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know, you know, Chris Brown must have, hey, they fell in love with each other. So, you know, they little fight, that lover's core, you know, everybody, you know, get into a fight or whatever. But, you know, the whole physical thing, it is what it is. You know, everybody sometimes know you fight and try your best not to, but every once in a while somebody crosses that line. You know, I hate to say it, but it does come down to it, but you love who you love.
Now, what about all the negative press the brother keeps getting into fights all the time? And, I mean, how does that, you know, what does that do for his image, man? And, you know, people trying to, you know, and the fans trying to stay fans to him. And because you got to think about it, a lot of, a lot of little kids, a lot of young kids like him and support him, you know, and that now, you know, the parents are getting involved with the kids, forbidding the kids to listen to his music because of the type of person that they think he may be.
Yeah, I know, you know, with the little kids looking up to Chris Brown, and, you know, people want to imitate and be Chris Brown. But, you know, he wants to hold on to the, he wants to have that boy image. You know, because now, remember when Chris Brown came out, he was all wholesome, no tattoos and everything. But now, with the negative press, sometimes negative press kind of changes a person. And they like it. Some people like the negativity in life. And maybe his negativity side is starting to show.
Wow.
You know, everybody wanted to be a bad boy. You know, think about it, cuz when we grew up, we wanted to be the bad boys, you know what I mean? You knew who we were when we walked in the building. And
that's how he's at
that stage in life. That's what he wants to be. You know, the bad boy gets all the women. The bad boy get this. The bad boy get the most contracts. You know, the bad boy, you know, because I'm the bad boy. So say goodnight to the, you know, he's the bad guy now. And that's what, you know, and that's the image. And I hate to see it like that, but you get negative publicity. Then you switch it back over and you become this good boy that's trying to change from negative. Oh, well, even Chris Brown, he, you know, he did this and this. But now look at him. He's a good boy. He you know, changed his image again. So he's flip-flopping images. And that's what they do to stay, you know, a lot of people do that to stay alive. And they'll stay alive. Because, you know, you can't keep the same wholesome image always because everybody expects you to do that.
That's real.
So,
you know. Ray, no, that's real. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. Ray, what you think?
I think as far as him and Rihanna goes, I mean, if she like it, I love it. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's their thing. Like, I mean, you people, I think they get too involved. Oh, well, he hit her. Well, she forgave him. So if she forgave him, everybody else just need to get over it because they're going to be together whether they talking bad about him or not. You get what I'm saying? And as far as, like, the whole negative press, I think what it is, Chris Brown may just have a temper. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, it may be one of those things where you can't talk to everybody crazy, you know, and unfortunately he may be like a public figure, so to speak, but, you know, he still may have a temper. That's something that he's going to have to work on, you know, if he still wants to entertain certain people. However, like he was saying about him being a bad boy, some people like the bad boy image. Like, I don't think that he necessarily tries to do it. I just think he is who he is, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. Like, some men are just bad, you know. Some women like bad boys, though. So, I mean, whatever floats, you know.
I agree. You know what? I agree. And I think that, to be honest with you, I think that the whole good guy image that he had before, I think that that might have just been a facade. Uh-huh. I think that this, you know, the person that we're seeing now could possibly be who he really is.
Right. He's just, you know, a bad boy.
Exactly.
That's all.
You know, like you said, with him and the whole Rihanna thing, I mean, she said that she loves him and she's very much in love with him and that's her first love or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, you know,
I would say with her, though, if the stuff happens where he ends up knocking her out again, don't start crying because you know what you got. You know, your man will put some hands on you. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, that's the only thing. Like, keep it at home. Don't take it to the news if you're going to still be with them because ain't nobody trying to hear that again.
So if he said he don't want no pickles on his sandwich, then don't put no pickles on his sandwich because you know what it does to him. You know what I'm saying? He starts tripping out and flipping out.
He's taking animation.
Put pickles on his sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like you said, if she likes it, we love it. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely love you guys for definitely tuning in and hanging out with us on the D Hour Show NDF Saturday tonight. We got some more music for you guys when we come back. It looks like we may not get an opportunity to talk with Rashad tonight. We're still waiting, but we might not get an opportunity to talk with him. We'll see. But right now, we're going to kick it into some more music, kick it into some what we call music high gear, and we got a couple more hits for you guys. We're going to start it off with my girl. For my girl, we had her on the show, incredible hip-hop artist from Cali. This is my girl, Toni Monroe, featuring Corrupt with You Like It. Let's get it. The Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday.
You like it. I love it.
Shit, it's 420. You know you gotta light your blunts. Light your blunts.
We're going to have a real good.
See, this is one of them jams you just wanna chill out to. You know what I'm saying? You just wanna pull up your high stocks to your knees. And maybe put on some roller skates and just go out and have a good time. All my ladies, I want you to feel me on this one. You come to it like this, man. I want you to have your day. And ladies, I want you to keep having it your way. She is Toni Monroe.
They law. Big girls know how to take charge.
Come here.
They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but the big girls like the I like big girls cause they big. The type of girl I like to eat them. They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but
come here.
Bump this first batch, but the yardage is number 9. Sit back and relax and just feel it. One more puck in your mind that turned village. Hold up, one time falling behind, I can't conceal it. I'm so dope, all of the hoods are gonna feel it. T-Dot Corrupt and I know he gonna kill it. So I blast off to that place that forms lyrics. Daddy's so hot on the block, she'll call me steal it. Cookie tastes so good, even Daddy saying the realest. Yeah, yeah, now put them hands up, it's party time. Pam, follow back, hit my timeline. Beat me up for my big girl. Nothing but love, kissing hugs up in this world.
And I know
one more band, seen her coming in, do it to the end, bounce baby, smoking on the house, hit him where it counts, Toni in the house, in the house. All we wanna do is have a party on the rooftop, stomp to the ceiling, shake, make the roof drop, I got more for you, store for you, store for you, with a bomb of champagne, a nigga will pour you, for your information, this is the place where all the homies do it, ain't nothing to it,
do what,
step off in the party, Toni Monroe on the low and Gotti. Step off in the gig, the big homie chill in the mix again.
Yeah,
we at it again, and this is what I want to tell you and your friends. Know how to take chalk.
Come here.
They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but the big girls like the I like big girls cause they big. The type of girl I like to eat them. They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, They grab a little nigga like Corrupt, but the big girls like the I like thick girls cause they big. The type of girl I like to eat them. They grab a little nigga like Corrupt,
excuse me, what up, man? Banks, Toni Monroe. Real talk, real talk. DJ Crazy Tunes, Toni Monroe. Keep it coming.
Close
just enough to touch you. Girl, you know I want you. You're the only one for me, my center of attention. Be the center of attention. Yes. Girl, you deserve a nominee for the role that you're playing. Ain't nobody else staging you. And I'm waiting for the next role called starring me. And I don't mind being the villain, 'cause your body is killing me. Attraction. You're my superstar, and I just wanna play my part. So let's turn the lights low and the cameras on, like a movie that I gotta see. And I don't mind standing in line just to have a seat, close enough to touch you. Girl, you know I want you. You're the only one for me, the center of attention.
Our fans and supporters of the D Hour Show Radio Network, NDF Saturday. You already know how we do it. D Slate, meet you, D Ray Cole. We in the building. Your people's got the fist waves high, throwing it up in the air, screaming, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. You already know that's how we do. That was my dude, D Scott, with Center of Attention. Getting in like before that was Tony Monroe featuring Corrupt. Would you like it? Hey, I wanna ask my peeps. You know, this is Black History Month. We're celebrating African Americans in history and just key African Americans in our history who's done something great, who were innovators for certain different things. And I just wanna put out there too, you know, President Barack Obama, you know, the first African American president. History was made when he became president, and since then he's had a lot of haters and haters of our own kind. You know, I mean, you know, there's African American individuals out there that's hating on him as well. And I mean, come on, I mean, I'm not going to go into you know, my feelings about that. But I just want to say that to the haters, you know, lemonade and you know, grape juice and apple juice taste a whole lot better than Haterade. But I just also want to say, too, that he's the president. There's nothing you can do about it. He's the president for the next 4 years, so suck it up, plain and simple. Stop talking garbage. Stop disrespecting him. Suck it up, plain and simple. He's trying to look out for the little guy, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to keep liking and respecting that man. But I want to ask my piece. I'll start off with Ray. You know what? What does Black History Month mean to you?
For me, Black History Month is the time for us to kind of reflect back, or, you know, African-American people or people of, you know, African descent, whatever, to reflect back on just, you know, the people that really had to suffer and to struggle to pave the way for us to get to where we are now, because we are a lot more privileged than our ancestors, you know, and it's like it was blood, it was sweat, and it was tears that got us to this point. And I think a lot of times people don't realize that, and, you know, some of the young folks do foolish things, and it's like people had to sacrifice for you to be foolish. You know what I'm saying? So feel like, you know, just you look back on it, be proud, look at all the people that paved the way for you to be whatever it is you are today or whatever it is you're striving to be. Just know that it was some blood put into that, you know.
No doubt. What does it mean to you, bro?
Like she said, you know, it's about the people that came before us, you know, showing their struggle for everything that they did to make our life even better. Even though we didn't get all 40 acres and a mule, they gave us a tidbit to show that we were here. You know, these are people that led the way for us to continue growing to be strong, for us to pioneer and do something even better than, you know, keep shining, because they started it. We need to finish it.
That's real. You know, I think what it means to me is that I want to say that truly what it means to me is that what we truly need to do is not only, you know, reflect on, you know, all these great African Americans in history, but what we need to do is realize that we need to support each other. We need to be there for one another. We need to help uplift and, you know, to help uplift positively and not keep bringing us down negatively. I mean, because when you think about it, you know, instead of, you know, especially when you think about some of our lower class neighborhoods, you know, all black neighborhoods and different things like that, but, you know, instead of helping to support and keeping each other safe and looking out for one another, we're too busy robbing each other, killing each other, beating each other, you know, and for what reason? But for the only reason, for self. You know, I mean, I'm tired of the stereotype of all we care about is ourselves, you know, because to rob from one another, to steal from one another, to beat one another, killing each other, you know, for self purposes, you know, that just tells me that, you know, you're living up to the negative stereotype that all African Americans only look out for themselves, you know, and we need to be looking out for each other in certain other neighborhoods. And I'm not even going to go into, you know, the gender. I mean, I'm not necessarily the gender, but I'm not going to go into the individuals that live in these other neighborhoods. But in other neighborhoods, you know, they're uplifting each other. They're promoting each other. They're looking out for one another. They're keeping each other safe, and they're helping to bring unity to themselves by just looking out for each other and making sure their neighborhoods stay prominent.
Right.
And that's what we need to do.
we need to teach. Like, I think that's one thing that people need to give back. Like, when people go off to school and get, you know, and go off into society and they live outside the hood, I think they need to bring some of that knowledge and information back, because there's some people in the hood that probably haven't seen certain things or don't know certain things. So knowledge, it truly is power. Like, you know, what they're saying, if you knew better, you do better. I think that's what we need to do, and we need to target the young. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way we're going to break the, I don't want to say a curse, but it's almost, that's kind of what it is, you know?
That's the only way we're going to get past these barriers is by teaching them.
True, true.
But as young folks, you guys need to listen. Because if you truly want your future to be bright, then you really need to start here and start now.
Yeah.
See,
if you want your, because right now the future ain't looking too good.
You know where we messed up at? You know how I used to say it takes a neighborhood to raise a kid? It
takes a village.
You know, that's when we messed up at, you know, and I figured, you know, not to say what race kicked this off and everything. Well, it went wrong when, no matter, we weren't allowed to discipline our children anymore. That's where the whole problem started. Because if you remember, we growing up, we did wrong, we're going to get hit. We're going to get whooped by the neighbor going home. We're going to get whooped by your mother. You're going to get whooped by your father. And if your grandparents find out, you get whooped by your grandparents. But you learned the lesson. But you learned that lesson. But now it's, if your daddy and your mommy put their hands on you, it's abuse. Pick up the phone and call 911.
When that happened to me back in the day, I almost felt like a hooker getting passed around. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man.
You going to leave some money on the nightstand?
Who else going to beat me next? Somebody, who else going to whoop me next?
And that's where, you know, because now a lot of kids don't respect their own parents. Because the parents were so scared. Oh, we're going to lose the kid. The kid going to, you know, everybody going to be in our bed. And,
I tell people straight up, you bring your kid over my house, they get out of line, I'm going to check them.
Right? Woo! And people already know how I get down. You bring your kid to, you ask me to watch your kid, you can best believe your kid get out of line, I'm whooping his ass. Plain and simple.
But, all right, you know, we all, that's where we came from. But now, you can't do that. You know, the moment, trust me, I don't talk to them people. Them dealing, you know, doing what I do for a living, I know how to, you know, just looking at it, it's just totally wrong. We're crippling. It was, it's another way. Okay, I'm going to be real. Tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, they put drugs in our city. Right, they brought the drugs into our city, didn't work because it crossed over into theirs. Okay, so now we're going to make sure all these illegal guns get out here, guns that we know we can't get because they know 9 times out of 10 we're starving out here. So we're going to do what we got to do to feed our family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people look at it, or some people just do it because they like, you know, they like to take what they can take, you know, for their little power. But all this is stuff that builds up in us. That makes us want more. And now our society has gone bad. We can't even walk down the street without one of our own kind running up on us trying to take what we got that we worked so hard for because they don't want to work for it. Because they didn't get their ass whooped when they were growing up, learn how to. You can't do that. This is what can happen to you if you try to do that. Because trust me, I got something for one of these little knuckleheads running up on me. And I hate to say it. I'm gonna pull it out first, then I'm gonna pull my belt off, and I'm gonna wear their ass out to gunpoint, and I'm gonna remind their ass, you know, and that's what it is. So okay, we can't get them with the drugs, we can't get them with the other things. The drug situation didn't work. They adapted to it and overcame. You know, the other half adapted to it and sold it. The other half used it and became functional people. And then the other half, they just got messed up. They got caught in the crossfire. So we're gonna let the next generation. We're gonna make sure the next generation grow up and don't have discipline. And half of them, and the majority of these kids out here don't. And they have no discipline. They don't care about nothing. They cut you out in a heartbeat. And
that's
I'm
and,
the wrong
but you
one.
Know what? You said something real, man, and I'm so glad that you said that because I've talked about it on the show several times, but that's right. The huge problem is now the government and the states are getting involved in people's businesses. Now, granted, if a child is truly being abused for no apparent reason, if a child is being abused and in whatever form or fashion, then yes, absolutely, you step in to help that child. But if they're good parents and they're raising their kid and they're putting food in their stomach, they're putting clothes on their back and
they're sending them
to school, they're monitoring what they're doing, they're trying to keep them out of trouble. Now, if those parents are whooping their kids' ass and disciplining their kids, then you know what, states, you know what, governments, mind your own damn business.
Yeah, follow
okay? Mind your own damn business because, my parents showed me love and support, but they also showed me discipline. When I got out of line, I got my ass whooped, plain and simple.
Right.
And I want to say this. I stayed away from drugs. I stayed away from gang activity. I graduated from high school. I went to college and graduated. So clearly, my parents knew what they were doing.
I think
that's what I'm saying. Exactly. Stay the hell out of people's business.
Yeah.
Now, if it's some particular parents who don't know what they're doing and they're just totally just abusing their kids and just got their kids out there bad, then yeah, absolutely step in and help. And step in and do what you got to do to help that child. But if they good parents and they're taking care of their kids, okay, if they're whooping their kids' ass and disciplining them, then you know what? It's for a good reason. Stay the hell out of their business.
But see, I think what we're living in is the era of no discipline. We're in the era where the kids didn't get disciplined, where mommy thought everything was cute, or mommy had a little boy, but she wanted to raise him like a little girl, which I don't have a problem with anybody that's gay. Let me just get that clear right now. I'm just saying that, like, it was a breakdown somewhere with the discipline. So now everybody thinks they can do whatever they want to do, or they were raised up to be taught that everything they did was cute and everything you do is not cute. You know what I'm saying? And, like you said, we were disciplined. Like, if we got out of line, Grandma was quick to slap me. You know, like, I guess it's just a different age now. It's in a different time.
You know, you're right, and Ray's right. Let these parents take care of their kids, and if these parents gotta scare their kids into submission, then, oh, well, I was afraid of my parents. But in a good way, though. I was afraid, and I respected them because I knew, okay, if I get out of pocket, I'm going to get in trouble. And that's the bottom line. I mean, you know, the classic line, you know, that was told to me, I'm pretty sure was told to a lot of, to Ray and Mitra and a lot of, you know, cats that I know, I'm pretty sure the classic line was told to them like it was told to me. I brought you in this world. I'm going to take you out.
Yep, I stay in a kid's place because you don't want
I
these
brought
problems.
You in this world. I will take you out. I mean, example. I mean, may he rest in peace, an incredible entertainer. But I mean, look what happened to Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got a, you know, he, you know, his he father. Got, he got a little rowdy with his father. His father shot and killed him.
Yep.
So, like I said before, it's exactly. It's some parents, you know, they got that old school mentality. You ain't finna harm me. I brought you in this world. You think that you finna swing at me and hurt me?
Right.
Man, I don't think so.
Well, a lot of kids don't realize too, once it gets to that point, it's time for somebody to go, and the person that ain't paying the bills need to get. So I'm just saying, like, if you feel like it's time to raise up on your parents, then it's time for you to raise on up out the house.
You better realize what you're doing.
So, I'm still scared of my mama to this day. Let me be upset and call myself raising my voice. She gonna grab me by the throat and be like, nigga, I brought you in this world. We can go at it right now. And if you dare raise your hand, I'm gonna show you what time it is.
I'm still afraid of mine. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, it really don't matter. And like I said, it's discipline, ladies, and it's what I call good discipline. You know,
right.
And when I say that, is that you know if the parents are disciplining their kids, it's because they care about them.
Right.
It's because they care about them. If they didn't care about what their kids were doing, they wouldn't do anything. They wouldn't say anything.
Right.
You know, and that's the bottom line. If they didn't care, they wouldn't discipline them. They just let them do whatever they want to do. So again, if they're great parents and they're taking care of their kids, and if they're disciplining them, stay the hell out of their business. Stay the hell out of their business, plain and simple.
Yes, yes.
I want to take this time to let everybody know that we're going to hopefully get another opportunity to talk to Mr. Rashad Morgan. Of course, we're going to consistently keep on playing his music. But we'll get another opportunity to talk to him. Big shout out to Deja 34 Records and my man Alizé for hanging out with us tonight. Make sure you guys go to Alizé, you know, Alizé's website. Check him out on Facebook and Twitter as well. Deja 34 Records on Twitter. Check them out and all the artists that's under their label, Jordan Antonia and some of the other great artists that's affiliated with them. Big shout out to them over there. And definitely big shout out to you, all the fans and all the listeners of the D-Hour Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Michi, what you want to say to the people?
Just keep tuning in, y'all. We're going to keep bringing you all these hits. Love y'all for listening. Y'all have a good weekend. Be safe out there.
No doubt. Ray, what you want to say to the people?
I just want to say have a good night. Happy Mardi Gras to the people that are celebrating Mardi Gras tonight. And mwah.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man.
There it is.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, Ray, you want some beats?
Yes. Happy Mardi Gras to all the peoples out there. And I'm going to run outside and take my shirt off so I can get me some beads. It's your boy D Slate. Please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you guys next time. Make sure you.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the birds. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's the D-Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. The top aboard the starship, the hottest station, showing love to underground artists. Yeah.